So earlier this week, the week of August 18th, but mostly at the stroke of nighttime, if you will, August 19th, going into early morning of Tuesday, August 20th, for the first time in 8.5 years, Fur Affiniate, FA for short, was hacked into. And the way people found out about this, well, at least the way I found out about it, was through people commenting on a video I did back in 2016, when that basically was the last major time that Fur Affiniate got hacked into. And people were telling me that it happened again. Now, that's the way I found out. Others found out apparently through, you know, places like Twitter, now known as X, and Facebook and so on, as well as mostly InkBunny.net. Now, InkBunny.net is basically another version of Fur Affiniate. I think it's run maybe by some of the same people, but it has a few, I guess you could say, advantages that FA doesn't. One of the advantages is you can upload videos, you know, onto the website, you know, for as long as they are, but they got to be around the 100 megabyte range, if you will. But yeah, InkBunny.net let a lot of people know who have accounts with both of them, let them know that FA was hacked into, because I'm sure some people were going to the website to check their accounts, upload stuff and everything, and saw that, hey, it's down, something happened. Well, apparently to somebody, you know, that commented at InkBunny, it wasn't just their website that got, you know, hacked into. Fur Affiniate also had those social accounts hacked into as well, mostly like at Twitter, formerly X, or actually X now, I should say, Twitter, aka X.com. They had that hacked into as well, along with anything else connected to FA. So InkBunny.net has informed people that they will keep them updated as to what is going on and maybe when the site is back online. Now, like I said, this is not the first time this has happened. This happened back in May of 2016, between the 16th and the 17th of that year, of that month, May 16th to the 17th. But the question obviously is, why? Why does this happen? Again, the question obviously is, why does this happen? Why are people doing this? Well, one person commented that they believe that the people that hacked into and took the site down, along with the social sites as well, you know, the X.com account for FA, they believe it's a group of anti-furries. Now, for some of you that may not know what that is, it's basically the equivalent of a group of people that are against certain fandoms because they don't understand them. You know, it's kind of like when, you know, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and even Make Your Mark and Tell Your Tale today, you know, it's kind of very similar to them, you know, to where you have the bronies and the Pegasisters, you know, people my age, a little older, a little younger, that enjoy the shows, enjoy the characters and stories. But then you have a group of people that are anti-brony, anti-Pegasister, you know, because they don't understand or they don't find it cool and all that. And they want to do whatever they can to bring, you know, that community down, that fandom down. And that's the same here. You know, that's the same here. Basically, back in 2016, May 16th and 17th, you know, they did this to Fur Affiniate. And now apparently this week of August 18th, mostly like I said, between late night August 19th into early morning August 20th, and currently going on right now, they've done it again. And it's all because they either don't understand it or they just don't find it cool. And here's the thing. There's an old saying that, you know, that is out there, that if you don't like something, then don't pay attention to it. Or don't criticize it or anything because you don't understand it. If you don't like it, you don't understand it, then don't pay attention to it, period. You know, there's sayings like that. That's kind of a conglomeration of some of those sayings. But people do say things like that. Like, if you don't understand it, don't pay attention to it. If you don't get it, don't watch it. You know, and so on. Or if you don't find it cool or hip, then, you know, then ignore it. You know, don't turn your eyes to it, if you will. But, you know, that, but apparently with this group of anti-furries, if they are the ones behind it, you know, that doesn't seem to ring a bell with them. Now, sometimes what you're dealing with as well when it comes to these anti-furries or groups like them is not people that don't understand the fandom or the community or those that support it or are part of it, but it's also just, but it mainly could also, I should say, it mainly also could be a group of trolls. Basically, people that like to cause trouble because they're bored. And mostly, when you look at the research, a lot of those trolls that do this because they're bored are a bunch of young kids. Either they're in their, I guess you could say, initial years, if not last years of high school, if not their freshman years, initial years of college. You know, maybe even, you know, they're in their, you know, initial years of middle school, maybe even grade school, surprisingly. You know, it's basically consisting of a group of young men, if not women, that, you know, have, I guess, some kind of knowledge of how to hack stuff. And they are able to hack in, they're able to find ways to hack into things because to them, oh, this furfiniant, these furry guys and women, they're not cool. They're not cool. We'll take them down. Or, hey, look at that furry community. Yeah, it might be popular, but you know what? I'm going to take it down just because I want to have some fun. I want to cause some mischief. You know, that's how they are. That's how they are. And it could be those kind of people that did it. But if it is those, like I mentioned earlier, and this one person mentioned in a comment, if it is the anti-furries, then, you know, then once again, it's like, you know, if you don't get it, then don't, you know, don't pay it any attention. You know, just ignore it. If you don't find it, you know, cool or sensible, then, you know, don't bother with it, you know. But it's just one of those situations to where people just want to dislike and disdain stuff because they have no other meaning in life, I guess you could say. Or they want people to conform to their ways of thinking. I mean, is this the first time that the furry community, the furry fandom has been, you know, attacked either, you know, electronically or verbally or even physically? No. There's a lot of reports out there where, for, you know, where sites like Furfiniant, you know, InkBunny.net and others, you know, have been hacked into because people don't understand, you know, why people support the community or the fandom, and they find it weird, or they find it uncool, or they find it disgusting. You know, it's not the first time that's happened with websites like, you know, Furfiniant. Heck, even DeviantArt suffered the same thing at times. It has. But when it comes to, let's say, verbal, yeah, people have verbally insulted those that are part of the community, whether just people that might wear cat ears or, you know, antlers and all that, or might dress themselves up as a character to the best of their ability, you know, they will basically start throwing stones at them for no reason because they don't understand. You know, they don't understand, or they just feel it's an abomination. It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be, you know, in existence and stuff. And that is wrong. That is wrong. Basically, I'm a born again Christian. And what is the one thing Jesus taught us long ago? He taught us to love on one another, no matter what. Love on one another, no matter what. And basically, those that are without sin, cast the first stone. Those are the words from his mouth, and from the Bible. And Here's the thing. We're supposed to love on one another. No matter whether we agree with something or not, we're supposed to love on one another and hope that maybe we'll have a better understanding, or the people we love upon will have a better understanding down the line. But when you have people verbally insulting those that support the community, you know, that's like casting stones owns and everything, because, you know, you do have sin. You do not want to love on one another. And that is wrong. But probably the most egregious example happened several years ago, before we hit the 2020s, if you will. I think it was like a year or so after the Fur Affiliate hack back in 2016. But it was something that happened in Chicago. It was during a furry convention, because they do have those, and those are fun from what I understand. But during a furry convention, someone tried to poison people. They tried to poison the entire group, or at least a floor full of convention attendees and staffers, because of the support of the, you know, of the fandom and the community, all because they didn't understand them. Again, that is not loving on one another, and that is basically casting stones because you do live with sin. You know, and some people will look at some of these situations, you know, the hacking of a site like Fur Affiniate, the verbal insulting of those that are part of the community, and so on, as well as even what happened, like I said, in Chicago, with someone trying to, you know, physically hurt people through poison, through gases and all that. Those could be sometimes labeled as hate crimes to an extent. Not maybe hate crimes from a racial, gender perspective, ethnic perspective and all that, but they could be looked at as hate crimes from a misunderstanding, from like, we don't understand it, so we're not going to allow it kind of deal. And it's wrong. It is wrong for them to do that. They need to do what a lot of people, like myself at one point, did when it came to My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. They need to basically take time to sit back, think about it for a moment, contemplate, and start kind of, you know, realizing that there has to, and start realizing there's got to be a reason. And there has to be a reason as to why people my age, men and women, you know, if not older and younger, are into, you know, My Little Pony, you know, what's going on. And I took the opportunity to get a more understanding of what's going on, not just through characters like Luna and Rarity, which I found to be great characters. You know, credit to Tabitha St. Germain for voicing them. You know, it wasn't just through characters like that, but the more I watched the show, the more I, you know, watched it and, you know, watched the episodes and the stories that involved with them, I'm like, yeah, this is actually pretty good. This is actually better than, you know, I want to give it credit for, because it was. It was better than what I wanted to give it credit for. And eventually, over time, not only did I start becoming a fan, but I started collecting a lot of the stuff, as a lot of you guys know. And eventually, I decided, one of the first things I decided when I moved here to Newman was to come out and say, hey, the guy that did the video that's still here on my channel that said, hey, I respect the fandom, but I'm not a brony. Guess what? I am now a brony. End of story. You know, and it's all because of the fact that I took time out when I could to contemplate and understand and, you know, contemplate and get a better understanding, you know, of why this fandom was so popular and why a lot of people you wouldn't think were going to be fans that were my age, if not older and younger, you know, were fans and were, you know, declaring themselves bronies and Pegasisters, because it was something about, you know, the show and the characters that just clicked. And it, you know, it didn't talk down to you no matter what. And I enjoyed that. And it reminded me also of animations, you know, cartoons that I used to watch back in the 80s and the 90s. It had that feel. And that's why I think, not think, but believe, I truly believe that's the reason I became a fan of it. I became a fan, and, you know, I've been a fan since then. And why I'm someone that's more willing than I think anybody would give me credit for, I'm willing to embrace and basically encourage and want to see Generation 5, Make Your Mark, Tear Your Tail, New Generation. I want to see it succeed. You know, this is why I'm always glad when I see characters, you know, be given the spotlight and the, you know, like Misty and, you know, and, you know, like Misty and Posey and Pip and Zip and Sunny. You know, I love the fact that they're given spotlight to shine and develop. You know, because that's a trait Friendship is Magic had during their run, and that's the trait that got people like me at my age to become fans and become bronies and Pegasisters. Because it allowed us to take that opportunity to sit back and have that understanding of, okay, I see why. And you know what? I actually enjoy, you know, why, you know? And this is something that, you know, it's not just with Friendship is Magic or Tear Your Tail and all that. It's for any fandom. If you don't understand it, you know, then ignore it. You know, don't pay attention to it. Or if you're wondering why, because you don't understand, then don't automatically turn to, oh, I'm going to hate on them. I'm going to I'm going to disdain them. I'm going to dislike them. I'm going to insult them and all that. Don't turn to that. No. Take the opportunity out of your life, if you will, when you get a chance, take the opportunities out of your life when you get a chance to think about it for a second, to sit back, think about, contemplate, and ask yourself, okay, what are the reasons? What are the good and positive reasons as to why people support these kind of fandoms? Community, like let's say the furry community or the furry fandom. What's the reasoning? You know, take your time. Don't automatically go to, I'm going to hate on this fandom because I don't understand it. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, take the time, take the time to understand it. Take the time to sit back, look up the positives, look up the good, talk to people, and maybe realize that, okay, there is good to this. I may not understand it, but there is good, so I'm willing to give it a chance. That's all you can do. That's all you should do, in my opinion. Now, and I do apologize for that notification there. But anyway, now, the question is, how did, I find out that, once again, Furfinient had been hacked? What happened? Well, like I said, I think I said this at the beginning, but to kind of repeat, in case people are going to be tuning in a little late and all that during the premiere, I found out basically by people commenting on the video I did back in 2016, when it got hacked the first time, the first major hack of it occurring then. People were saying that it got hacked again. I'm thinking, really? So I went to the site and sure enough, it's saying Furfinient is temporarily offline. Basically the message is, we'll be back as soon as we can. And if that's not enough, as I alluded to earlier, InkBunny.net, which I believe is run by some of the same people that run Furfinient, alerted a lot of folks, probably those that were trying to, log into Furfinient, check their accounts, upload stuff. They basically let them know that, hey, the server got hacked into, but it's not just the server. It's also, as I mentioned earlier, according to one person that said it in the comments, basically, it's also those social media accounts like the Twitter/X account. And to hear that, to find out about that is disappointing. But again, it goes back to the fact that if it is what this one person said it is, anti-furries, then again, it's just a group of people that, don't understand or don't want to take the time to understand why a community like the furry community, like the furry fandom exists and why people love being part of it. They don't understand why people like to take time, as I mentioned, I think I mentioned earlier, I've been doing this for a bit now, so I do apologize if I'm losing track of what I say. But as I have reiterated before, I believe, they don't understand why people take time out of their life to create, spend money and create their own furry, costumes of their anthropomorphic furry OC or fursona, which is basically the furry word for persona. But they don't understand why people do that. They don't understand why they take time to create these costumes based on the fursona OCs, if you will. They don't get it. They don't get it. Nor do they want to understand why people draw those fursona characters, OC anamorphic versions of themselves, just to display on a wall for, artistic pride or maybe create for involvement in a comic or an animation. They don't understand it, nor do they want to take the time out. And they should. And they should, take the time to understand. But those are the kind of people that, apparently all behind this, maybe according to this one person. Again, we don't know. We don't know who's behind it. I mean, for all we know, the people behind it could be those that have been behind a lot of major YouTube channels basically being taken over, you know, by certain, you know, Bitcoins and crypto coin channels and everything, because, hey, we want to take over this so we could sell you our product kind of deal. You know, it could be those kind of people, but, you know, we don't know. Or it could be just a bunch of young people, in the final years of grade school, going into middle school, going into high school, going into college, that are just, bored and just want to troll and hack things because they want to cause mischief. We don't know. But whatever the case may be, this needs to stop. This needs to stop. And if it is the anti-furries or the people that don't understand the furry community and all that, then I know it's going to fall on deaf ears, but let me say this. If you don't understand it, and again, I know it's going to probably fall on deaf ears. If you don't understand it, then ignore it. All right? Move on. Don't cause any trouble. Just move on. But if you don't understand it, and a part of you does want to understand it, then again, as I said earlier, don't migrate immediately to, well, I don't understand it, so I'm going to hate it. No. Do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Take the time and contemplate and think about why this fandom, why this community is so popular, why it's so beloved. Take the time to contemplate. Think about what kind of positives and goods that come out of it. And then maybe make a decision. Because at the end of the day, when you really think about it, the reason people create these costumes, whether they spend money to make them animatronic or not, whether it's just a head or whatever, the reason they do that is because they want to have a form of escapism from the day's activities that they dealt with at school or at work. It allows them to escape the reality of that day's activities when they get home and enter into a realm of fantasy and be someone else. That's why one person, once known as Rabbit in the Hole here on YouTube, now going by another name, she would interact with people dressed as, dressed as Minerva or Bridget Mouse, and so on. She would do that. She would do that because it's a form of escapism for her. That's why one girl dresses up as a superhero character called Aurora. She does the same thing. It's a form of escapism from whatever daily grind they just dealt with, that day. It's a form of escapism. And at the end of the day, for them, it's something fun that they can take part in. It makes them happy, and it's something fun that they can take part in. And the discussion. So people also need to understand that. They need to understand, because if they don't, they need to, that it's a form of escapism. End of story. I mean, there are people that I've kind of befriended online over the past few years that are married. They are married, and they have characters. They have a Sonic OC anthropomorphic characters based on each other. And for them, that's a form of escapism from whatever the daily grind that they deal with or whatever personal issues they deal with. That is basically a form of escapism, because it allows them to enter a world of fantasy and be those characters, even through artwork or webcomics or whatever. I mean, heck, one of them basically, the husband, he's a shape-shifting, echidna or lizard or whatever. I do apologize. I don't know the animal. But he's a shapeshifter. And one of the things he and, his wife will basically draw from, that takes place between him and her, is in the comics, little short ones or whatever, he will, shapeshift into either her, into a copy of her, or into another character that she can, have certain fun with. And stuff like that. And again, it's all about a form of escapism. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong, period. It's like going back to that episode that I have a clip of, the ending clip of, from Valerie, from the Valerie family, which went on to be known as the Hogan family. You have Valerie in a bubble bath and everything, soaking in there, turning on the music, and that's a form of escapism, right? But as soon as she hears the kids calling for her, what does she do? Instead of getting down going like, okay, what's the problem? Instead, she submerges underneath and just waves her arms around, you know, above her while she is submerged under the bubbles and everything's still going to the music because that's her form of escapism, getting away from the real world, if you know what I mean. And that's what these kind of things are, through artwork, creating fursuits, as they're called, and stuff like that. It's a form of escapism, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I get that, you know, there are some parts of the furry fandom and community that are also part of, that are also a form of escapism that, you know, some of these sites like Furrovenient, you know, InkBunny.net, and even DeviantArt, you know, they cater to. There's certain parts of it that they cater to that are a little bit more adult-wise, a little bit more NFSW, XXX, if you will. You know, I understand that, you know, maybe that's a bit of a detraction to those that don't get it, you know, and everything. But guess what? Once again, it's a form of escapism. And these websites also do their best to ensure that you can only access those images or animations if you are of age. They take responsibility to ensure that if you're not of age, ain't gonna fly. You ain't gonna see those images or pictures. But let's be honest, people will lie about their age, unfortunately. But you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. It's all forms of escapism from whatever you dealt with that day, whether it's work, school, or whatever. And even if it's escapism for 30 minutes, an hour or so, then so be it. You know, so be it. I mean, come on. Come on, let's be honest, okay? Let's be honest. When somebody gets home and they decide, I'm going to go lie down in my bed and everything, and I'm going to put the covers over my entire body and hide from the world and everything and just act like I'm part of the bed now and everything, you know, that's a form of escapism. You know, that's the way to kind of act like I'm just going to pretend I turned into the bed. End of story. Heck, there are stories and webcomics of people that put themselves in the role of a main character, male or female, that have shape-shifting powers that allow that, you know, that they basically utilize after they get home from school or work to escape from the, you know, escape from the grind of that day, if you will. You know, whether it's to shape-shift into somebody else, melt down into a puddle of liquid and just flow across the floor and become part of the floor, or shape-shift into a piece of furniture or whatever, or a plant. They do it even for a couple of hours, maybe a half hour, whatever, as a form of escapism. And that's what the furry community and the furry fandom is at the end of the day. It's basically their way of having a form of escapism. That's why you also have these conventions out there. Because when these conventions happen, mostly on the weekends, you know, or during the summer weeks, it's a form of escapism for those that can afford to go and be part of it. You know, that way they can plan a vacation, pack the stuff they need, go out, drive, or if not, fly out there, you know, and then, you know, if they have it with them, you know, put their costume on, put their fursuit on, whether it's animatronic in some areas or not, and just go out there on the convention floor, you know, hug and embrace other, you know, fans and everything and take pictures with them and all that, if not, have fun. You know, and to them, that's a form of escapism because they can escape the real world, you know, and all its daily activities, and they can escape for a short time being themselves and embrace being somebody else. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Yeah, they understand that they can't escape forever and they got to come back to reality. They understand that. We all understand that. But again, it's all about a form of escapism and basically embracing an alter ego side of you that you don't get to do every now, you don't get to do every day because personal life and everything, you know, does take precedent. There is no doubt. But again, that is what people that are anti-furries or anti-anything has to understand about the furry community and fandom, if not any franchise fandom or community. No, whether it's MLP, Sonic, Rescue Rangers, Gummy Bears, Tailspin, Naruto, you know, One Piece, whatever, they need to understand, you know, Fairy Tail, you know, they need to understand that basically, you know, people enjoy being part of this. They enjoy adding themselves in there as OCs, you know, as well as dressing up as said OCs, if not as said characters from said shows or comics, because it's a form of escapism for them from that, you know, from the real world based on whatever they dealt with that day. Or if they're going on vacation, the vacation coincides with the convention, it allows them to escape from being themselves, you know, for that you know, for that time, and being whoever they want to be. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, FA, for opinion, it's going to bounce back. They're going to have stronger servers than they've had before. There's no doubt. They're going to regain, if not have a new X account. And I hope and pray that this never happens again to them or anybody else. Because like I said, in closing, if you do not understand, then either you ignore it, or if you don't understand and a part of you wants to understand, take the time to contemplate, think about it, you know, and come and start trying to come to the conclusion that maybe there's some good and positiveness to it. And maybe look that good and positive up instead of just automatically going to hate on it. But anyway, that's all I can really say, guys, you know, on the situation. FA will be up. For Finian will be back up, hopefully very soon. Got to give a shout out, and I do again apologize for that notification there. But I want to give a shout out to InkBunny.net for being there to let people know what's going on, give them updates on what's happening through their website and Twitter account. Also want to give a shout out to those that let me know about this, you know, because I do have an account for Infineon, and in a way it does affect me, and I don't want to lose anything that I've uploaded up there since about, what, 2007, 2008. Excuse me there. But, yeah, I just wanted to get this off my chest, guys. Let me know what your thoughts are on this latest situation with Infineon. How do you feel about it? Do you agree with some of the things I've said? Let me know in the comments. Love to hear from each and every one of you. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell for notifications for future content in the future. Also, check out the Teespring store for merchandise you can't get anywhere else. Link is in the description, as well as links to where you can find my content elsewhere here on the internet. But guys, let me know what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear what you have to say on this. And Super Chats, you will see it in the description. I'm sure you did. We're open. Super Thanks are going to be open after the video premieres if you want to help donate there. But if you want to comment, if you haven't already, in the live chat during the Super Chats, I'd love to hear what you have to say on that. But guys, let me know what your thoughts are on this whole situation. Let me know if any of you have FA accounts and how it's affected you. Do you believe it is a group of anti-furries? Or do you think maybe it could be, you know, either just a group of trolls that are bored and just want to cause mischief, you know, a bunch of young people? Or do you think it might be one of those situations like with YouTube where it's been taken down and attempted to be taken down maybe by people that want to convert it into a crypto coin, a Bitcoin deal? You know, let me know. Let me know what your thoughts are, guys. And until next time, I will talk to y'all later, and I am out. Peace.